Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome everybody who listens to us all over the planet. And tonight on Open Mic, we're going to try to get some phone calls, comment on different things. You can talk about whatever you want. And the first thing on my mind is tomorrow we get a new president. Whether that's good or bad remains to be seen. But I got to tell you that I'm not very happy with Mitch McConnell and Charlie Schumer for pushing this impeachment thing. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it. I mean, justice is part of this country, and it's really horrible that a guy like me can't get any justice. They won't give my dog her medical. A person denied a guide dog has no rights. But yet these people who supposedly, and we don't know, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty in this country, supposedly did all these wrong things, are guaranteed their time in court. Everybody should be. And I'd like to see the President of the United States do something about that. A blind person denied a guide dog should have the right to a court hearing. So, to use common sense, you know, go ahead with the with the court business, with the impeachment, but take care of the people first. The people who need help. You know, the stimulus funding that would help millions of people, many of whom have lost their business, some of whom are losing their home, their apartment. In fact, I just called a friend today who, her number, a friend of mine who was part of the, helped me rescue my last couple of guide dogs that I trained. And her number is disconnected. I don't know for sure that she's out of business, but it certainly looked that way. And then I heard from another friend who lives a couple of towns away here on Long Island, and she told me that, in fact, that store is out of business, along with a lot of others. So, common sense, politicians, help the people first. Do the impeachment. Do what you got to do. We've been legalized to death with all this. We've been politicked to death with all this stuff. You know, put it on the back burner. Care of the people first. They're going to give all that money to the drug companies to buy a vaccine, and Biden has been under criticism from doctors about that, I heard on the news. They're telling him it's not the best way to do it, to buy it directly from the drug companies, for whatever reason we can only imagine. But I'd like to see the president sign an executive order that has never been put forth before. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow night on about the hospitals. Should they get paid if they don't do their job? You know, but I'd like to see the president sign an order whereby when a person goes into a hospital, if they wish, they can call upon their holistic or healers and have that person be able to administer to them at the hospital. And that's supposed to be an emergency situation, a pandemic. 400,000 people have died. Doesn't that indicate that maybe, just maybe, these doctors are doing something wrong? I mean, to me it does. Common sense, you know. Give some other people a chance. How can you lose if people are dying? You know, 400,000 people, they claim, have died. Personally, I don't believe all those people have died from the virus. He may have died from other things. But be that as it may, president should sign an executive order to give people the right to reach out to other types of healing to try to save their lives. Now, Mr. Trump and Mr. Giuliani supposedly had the virus, and they came through. What were they given? You never hear about this. You know, and then I heard a couple of days later, I heard Gary Knoll on his show talk about the astrologers, the astragus and the this chloro something. I forget the exact name of it. And he was saying that that's a natural occurrence in the earth and that it helps. And he doesn't know why the medical profession is not promoting it. Well,
hi.
Anything that Gary says, you know, has been tested and proven, because he wouldn't say it. So, Mr. Biden, sign an executive order. You're going to be signing a lot of them. Freak them all out. Sign one that says if a person goes to a hospital, they have the right to choose the kind of doctors and healings that they want.
Yeah. I
That's
named that
what the president should do right now. Because this
joke
is supposed to be an emergency. And again, I repeat, as of today, according to CNBC, 400,000 people have died.
I know.
What does that say about the doctors that are trying to save these people?
Not much.
Horrible. You know?
Yeah.
Give some other people a shot at it. What do you got to lose?
Nothing.
Inner Sight. All right. Open mic. Yeah. Yes. Welcome. Yeah. So.
My forehead today.
What?
Said I need a faucet on top of my forehead today. To open up the valve of my connecting congestion. I have a bad cold, I think.
Get oil of oregano and inhale it. Inhale it. Put it on a little cloth or something, you know, drop.
Somebody said clove is good too.
Great.
Is clove good?
I don't know about clove.
Okay.
I know the oregano is the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, NikitaRescue.org. Adopt the Nikita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we appreciate all her help. So you want to adopt the great dog, Akita. Big East, NikitaRescue.org for the get a look at all of them. Around the world, Inner Sight, and all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for that child. Corey Foster of Antioquindo, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, watch out for the children, and we thank you for it. Let's see, some of our friends that have helped us, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, truolawcenter.com, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, and .com. So there's some of the folks that have stood with us in different at different times, and we appreciate it. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Remember Gary's number. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085.
Mm-hmm.
Call Gary, and if you're disabled, let him know. He's been known to try to deliver the food. So give him a call. 484-3085. 5631. My buddy Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You need to buy a house, sell a house, and I believe now he's giving classes in real estate.
Really?
You get a license.
Cool.
You want to learn how to sell real estate? To me, it would be very boring, but
me too.
Maybe some people like it.
Some people like it, yeah. Please.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And he's a good friend and has contributed to Inner Sight. I want to thank my buddy Bill for the beautiful email that he sent us projecting into the future and for his $100 donation and for his taking over the sponsorship of the website. We greatly appreciate that and looking forward to working with Bill and Advance Inner Sight. And I'm looking forward to getting involved with a new show on YouTube. So
yeah,
we're going to do it, world. All right, open mic, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650 if you're calling in and you want to speak, you push 1. Let's see, what else we got? Around the world, the Long Island Connection, check them out on the Facebook and you'll find them on the .com. Long Island Connection, try to make a difference. And Inner Sight, and can you? How about the Able News? Can you?
Yeah, I could manage that.
Blast it out.
Yeah, I will. Not blast, but maybe manage it. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts 2 marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign in and get your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and our deepest condolences to an old soldier. I think he's with the Air Force, actually. My buddy Joe, Regina's dad, passed away, and I believe she's going to call in tonight, so we'll get some more information. But a great, great guy. I never met him. Only talked to him on the phone. And a great sense of humor. And a great asset to this country. He took care of all the offices in the airport. He was a cook.
Oh.
I believe. So they all loved him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they'd go into the kitchen, the mess hall, and then. Hey Joe, can you make this for me? Can you know he dealt with the offices, so
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure he got a lot of special requests.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure he got a lot of gratuities.
Oh yeah.
You know, because a lot of these guys make big money to the offices.
Oh yeah.
So our condolences to the family and. We miss Joe. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and talk about anything you want, and we hope that the new guy comes in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Noon, I believe. I think it's noon, isn't it?
Yeah.
New guy comes in. A lot of turmoil has gone on, a lot of criticizing. You know, we don't need that. We need good, smooth sailing and help for people.
Yeah.
All right, and that help should be very, very flexible because there's more than one way to do something.
Yes.
You know? And so far, they've only done it one way. And supposedly we've lost 400,000 people. You know?
Yeah.
So get with it, politicians. You know, get with it. There's a lot of people who can be helped through other means. You know, it's supposed to be an emergency. Bend the damn rules. We tried to get the governor in New York State to do it, and he wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Let's see what the president's going to do.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, you know, we need to be on top of this situation, and we need to let people know that we're with you. You know, you want to call Gary Knoll and get his advice, or like a Dr. Calipi or any of these guys. The order should be: you want to go to a doctor like that? Go ahead. We'll pay for it.
We'll cover it. Yeah.
That's what he should say.
Yeah.
If it's going to save your life and you believe in it, you know, that's what the President of the United States should stand up and say. We're for the thing that's going to save your life. 400,000 people have perished.
That's right.
You know?
Sadly, yeah.
You know, there's an old saying, a tree in the forest is very smart. It bends. But if it doesn't bend, it's going to break.
That's true.
And that's exactly what's happening here. You know, you got to bend. You know?
Yeah.
You got other types. Bring them in. Give them a chance. Anyway, that's the message from Inner Sight. And we got any phone calls?
Yeah, we have Maureen. And let me see if we have anybody else, too. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. All right, we have Maureen on the line.
Yeah, waiting.
Inner Sight. And Maureen from Queens.
Oh, we also have, we actually have a couple callers now. We have Louie, we have Regina, we have Maureen.
Let's take Regina's call, because this is...
Okay,
I want to get some more info about her dad, you know. Inner Sight Live. Around the world.
Hey, Regina.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Susanna Frank?
I'm so
hey,
sorry.
Hey, Goomba.
Thank you. Goomba, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, you haven't heard from me because there's a couple things going on.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No.
It's been tough.
I'm sorry to hear about Joe, you know.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. It was a good meeting.
Yeah. So tell us about Joe. He was in the it the Air Force?
Yeah. No, he was in the Navy. He was stationed in Greenland. Yeah. For the Korean War. He volunteered. He wanted to be a photographer, but it was wartime, so he had to do other duties.
That's the way they do it.
Duties he didn't like, but he had to do.
So what was his job?
Because he volunteered and he couldn't get in what he wanted to do, so what he had to do was like service the officers. He did laundry, cooking, cleaning, and cleaning up some bodies, you know, in Greenland, cold back then. I told him, Dad, after 50 years, it's built up, it's nice, you know. He loved the cold weather, so... They're known for having it.
Yeah.
Fishing and hunting and all that.
Well, they must have loved them.
Yeah, well, he had a good I told him to get in touch with his old buddies. I don't know if they're even around anymore. One of them passed away a few years ago, but he was in the Army, not the Navy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he grew up with him, yeah.
Hmm. So how long was he in the service?
3 or 4 years, whatever, during the Korean War, that was it. You know, then it was ended. He met my mother through pen pal, through a Navy mate. And they got together, and then they got married when he got out.
Oh, nice.
Did they give him a military salute?
No, right now,
funeral?
What he asked for was cremating and he wanted his body thrown overseas, but they don't do that. So they have to cremate him, and then they could have the ashes thrown overseas. In Long Island, I looked at it years ago. My brother's going to do it because he, you know, does the boats and all that. But they're going to have to wait a couple of months till they can take a boat out, you know, so the lorry's going to be holding on to the ashes. Yeah, I'm not really into that.
So you didn't actually have the funeral yet?
No, I just went to the first viewing. They brought him to the funeral home from the assisted living where he used to live in the apartment, and he looked so natural, peaceful, and, you know, clean, like if he was still alive, you know, not embalmed, nothing, which I like.
Well,
it's the old-fashioned way, like they used to do in the houses. Remember, Frank? In the old time.
Yeah,
they used to do it and have people over. And then I'm sorry.
And my father never liked it because his grandmother, he didn't like funerals. You know, he would go respect, but stay in the back, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to do it for him. I touched his hair, and he was just a regular, normal, natural person, you know, sleeping.
Are you going to get the military to honor him in some way? I mean, they should.
Well, I think they should, but I don't know how they do it when you throw the ashes over the boat, you know, because as far as I know, just as
but they should.
Going,
they,
but I don't
they,
know if all
somebody. Fair. Maybe they'd have an officer there or something and, you know, just say a few words.
Yeah. I can't. Right now, my brother's doing that because he's the one in Long Island, so he just went for surgery, so I have to wait till
he's... The congressman would help you do that.
Yes.
Who does it?
Yes.
Congressman. No. I called Northport 8 years ago, and they said, they do it. In Long Island, you know, but where he does, they don't in Pennsylvania.
What part of Long Island is your brother in?
He's in Nassau County. So my father was, born in Jamaica, New York. I don't know if it was South Jamaica, but Jamaica, New York. So, Jamaica Hospital.
Well, you've got to find out who his congressman is over there, and I would call him. And,
I would.
Como lived over there at the summer house. I guess he could get information from Como or something.
I guess so.
The governor.
But
I don't know.
They should be willing to do that. Your phone's breaking up, Regina. Are you on a cell phone?
I know. Yeah. I don't know why it does that.
Are you on the speakerphone?
No. Just regular.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was.
Yeah, I got to put my face really close to the phone. It's a pain in the neck. But, so her father was in it, so maybe she might know something. I don't know. You know, in the service, too, so.
Yeah, they ought to give him some kind of a ceremony. I mean.
I believe he should. First of all, I don't believe any service. Just let me get off track. I don't believe any service man or service woman or person should be paying for any kind of funerals when they've fought for our country and in whatever volunteer. I don't feel they should be paying for anything. I mean, they even wanted him to pay for Medicare and they wanted him to pay double. And I said, you're out of your mind. The government does Medicare. I go, if you didn't accept it at that time, I understand a fee, but you wanted to pay double, they shouldn't be paying nothing at all, period. That's why he would go to the veterans' hospitals. Yeah. But that's not right.
No,
the government.
I agree with you. Serve the country.
We do things backwards. Yeah, I know. Especially the people that service our country. You know, I can't vouch for other countries, only our own, but I think that none of the veterans should be paying for their medical or burials, period.
The saddest part is that what they do is they actually, you know, count whatever we have as disabled people, which is practically nothing, as a viable income, and then yet they charge us for all these extraneous stuff, which is horrible. Absolutely
horrible.
Well,
let me tell you, they make a stipend, and Frank knows because his brother works for the service. They make a stipend, and it's very small. It's the same thing I made for taking in foster children through state. I mean, state and government are not much different, you know.
No.
And I think they're being unfair.
Yeah. I know how that stipend is. I got one.
Yeah,
it's
not a big stipend.
Nobody.
I mean, my brother used to send home money when he was in the service, and he was young, you know, and he sent home money to my father with four other teens because I was married. So, you know, they make small stipends, and they did used to help out their families, and I feel they should be helped back, you know, the way they've helped out our country and families, you know. But
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You got to get more people involved with that, you know, to like veterans and their families for that to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
But
so,
a lot, you know, a lot of them are disabled and some aren't. Joe was 89. He was going to be, he said he made his 90th year. He would have been 90 in August.
His birthday would have been
going.
In August?
Yeah, he knew he was going. Yeah, he's a Leo.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
90.
Yeah, it found out he had cancer on his lung. He would have still been here. That developed quickly. Yeah.
He
was a big
smoker.
My father was a big smoker since the service, so.
Didn't he have a, was he in the assisted living?
Yeah. They were very good to
what
him.
What happened to his home? How did he lose it?
Well, he was in they don't call it Section 8. It's in Pennsylvania. It's kind of like that, or a veteran's home where you pay 30% of your salary. But he was by himself, and I told my sister maybe I should get somebody in. And my son and I were up there, and he was giving my son all kinds of stuff, you know, like tools and stuff for, you know, my son's house.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go in. He just, when he couldn't drive anymore and be as independent as he was, he just figured it's time to go in.
Yeah. So he wanted to leave the apartment.
Yeah. He did and he didn't. I think he had his own confusion, you know, because he had a fall. And then he doesn't complain. So he hurt his ribs, and I don't know if they healed properly or whatever, because, you know, he's 80-something years old. So I don't know.
Yeah,
and
I just wonder if he had the right kind of help, if he would have stayed there, you know.
He got medical attention when that happened, and he went back.
Yeah.
But then I guess maybe he figured, you know, I don't know. He was doing fine before the situation. But anyway, he's not a big talker. And a lot of government people that I do know, they're not big talkers, you know, communicators.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons, I don't know. But, I mean, if he's been really in bad pain, he'll tell you, you know, something like that. But they didn't understand he had Paget's disease. And that's one doctor told me that I had an orthopedic rheumatologist. She said, Regina, it's very debilitating, you know, and I looked it up in the library, you know, and I know someone that died from it, Paget's disease. It's debilitating. He got that later in his 60s, but it didn't get bad till his 70s, yeah. So he really lasted a long time with that disability, you know. I mean, he's been suffering with that for a long time, you know, but he doesn't talk about it, you know, so. Then
well,
on top of it, he got
a great, great guy and an honor to this country and you know, we salute Joe, and we're sorry. So
look,
sorry
I have
for
to
your
say,
loss.
He was always for women and children. I mean, sorry, Frank, but you know, he was always for the women and children. You know, he always stood up for women and children. You know, he always did.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that's
all right.
Veterans or whatever, like, you know, women and children first.
All
or
right.
Something like that. So.
Well, what was his? Did he have a rank in the Navy?
Oh,
what was his?
We got his naval card. I didn't even know he had a Navy rank. And my daughter,
he wasn't a lieutenant,
Navy
or
rank.
What was he?
No, as far as I know, just you know, soldier, whatever you call him.
The GI,
probably.
Right.
I'm surprised they
didn't. I don't
know.
You find out things later on, Frank.
Promote him.
But you know, because I didn't even know he had a Navy rank. I know he had the card. You know, his green card is.
Yeah. Well, see if it's on the military card. Somebody could read it to you, maybe.
Well, I know it at my heart. I mean, I can't know the card. He had a real card. You know, the good card. You know, honorable discharge. That's all I know. You know, remember.
Yeah.
I don't know who has it now. Maybe my sister, because she's been taking care of.
Well, be sure and get the congressman and see if they'll honor him, you know, and because they should. You know, yeah. And they should pay for any expenses too.
Yeah. We'll see.
I would contact the Congress.
Well, his wife does it.
Whoever your congressman is over there in Nassau. I used to know the guy, but he retired. Gary Ackerman used to be the Gary was a great guy. Gary and I were good friends.
Was that in Suffolk or Nassau?
What?
Suffolk or Nassau?
Nassau.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who took Gary's place. You can certainly find out.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to move on. We have another caller.
Yes, thanks.
Maureen, Regina. We have Maureen, the other caller.
I know Maureen.
Regina.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And again, deepest sorrow. And, you know, I'll be talking to you off air because there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the condolences.
Thank you, Regina. We love you.
Love it.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. You can talk about whatever you want. And tomorrow, of course, the new people come in. And there's always, you know, who knows what they're going to do now or what's going to happen next kind of thing, you know. So we'll have to wait and see. We still have Maureen on the line?
We do, and we also have Louis, so just to let you know, too.
Oh, well, Louis is a promotion thing. Well, let's.
Yeah.
Louis, hang in there. We'll get to you.
Hang in there.
Maureen, let's get Maureen's call.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Live, open mic. Goes all over the world.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's off the speaker or on. You can hear okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear you.
Oh, because it did, I don't know, it lit up for some reason, so I don't know.
Sounds all right.
I wanted to say my sympathies to Regina for her dad.
Oh, yeah. She's on hold. But how do you want me to let her on so you can say? You want me to let her on, Frank, so she could say her sympathies?
No, it's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's a tough time for everybody, you know? Everything.
Yeah, it's a rough time for everybody, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it really is.
Maureen,
I
found out, I got some information today.
Oh, yeah?
The small claims court. I think it all. Well, the lawyer I spoke to wasn't exactly sure unless they changed it. You can sue for up to $5,000.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I know.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I would look into it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I have to do that. Today
I would look
was
into
on,
it. I mean, they had your mom on the wrong program. She should have been out, you know?
Yeah.
And now they should pay to get her out.
That's right. I mean, she would have been out before this virus came along, you know?
I would go to the let's see, they're in Manhattan. So you'd have to call the clerk of the small claims court and find out where you would bring the action. I mean, you're
mm-hmm.
a queen, but they're in Manhattan. You might have to bring it in Manhattan. I don't know. But I would certainly look into it because what I would try to do is if you get a court date, you know, and you're going to go through with it, I would try to get it, see if Michelle would be interested.
Okay.
It would be the first case of its kind, and you know, where else can you go? I mean, you don't have the money to hire a lawyer, so there's the story.
I
know.
I would definitely
pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, what else could happen
here?
If we can make it public and you get a summons against these people, we have a good chance to then raise some money.
All right. Sounds good.
We would capitalize on it as much as we can. and get Mary
right.
out of there and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just today I talked to her.
I'll
again.
Put it on the Associated Press for you. If Michelle
oh,
doesn't
all right, that'd be
want
good.
An exclusive, I'll put it on there.
Oh, great. All right. I'll do that.
So do
today
it.
Was on
do
for...
it. Find out about it.
Yeah. Today I had a call
Don't
because...
Don't let it go. Do it. This is a chance. It might be just enough to scare
mm-hmm.
the hell out of them and get her out of there.
That's right.
Yeah, because they supposed to know... The what you said?
And you guys be together this way, you know. You have...
I know. I mean,
she
it's
has,
just heartbreaking.
You have confirmed
mm-hmm.
that
piece.
Mm. They could
now
find her an apartment overnight. Come on, with all the damn people they got over there and the volunteers, and they could find your damn place overnight.
I know.
Wouldn't take them long.
I know. It's heartbreaking because, I mean, you know, she's asking again when she can come home and she doesn't want to be there anymore. You know, and now they're saying a lot of the nursing home staffers. And residents don't want to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't blame them.
Mm. I know.
Yeah.
So, but they keep telling me, oh, it's safe. And but I just don't know. I'm so torn. Every day I get up to this nightmare, you know. What have you heard about that? What have you guys
today
heard about that?
I got a call maybe about 10 times from my mom on the cell phone, at least. Maybe more.
Mm.
And she wants to talk, but she just sits there and listens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What have you guys heard about the staffers and all not wanting to take it?
Well, let me say something. I don't know if they're...
Oh, your phone's all broken up now. I can't
yeah, it's breaking
it.
Up again.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Now it is, yeah.
Close to you.
Yeah, yeah. So... Now they took the vaccinations, and
mm-hmm.
most of the the residents. So they had
mm-hmm.
BS go in and do the, you know, the injections. They didn't do it themselves. I just don't know why they do it that way. But they have most, you know, nursing homes are doing it with CVS. Coming in and doing it, or Walgreens
mm-hmm.
or whatever, who's contracted by the government to have this.
Right. And who went in and did it? Who went in?
CVS. CVS.
The drug stores.
Oh.
Store.
CVS,
so,
yeah.
I missed the first round of it, so she didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not bringing anybody else in so far. So now if I really wanted my mom to get the vaccination, all I did was ask a question, and they didn't even get back to me. So crazy. You know, so
well, why doesn't
she want to think I
yeah.
wanted her to get it, you know, and now
yeah.
she didn't get it. This is crazy.
Well, I'm debating, should my mom get the second one? Why are the staffers not wanting it? What did you guys hear about that? Why the staffers and a lot of the residents don't want it?
They got it, most of the staffers at my mom's nursing home. I asked her, how about the staff? She goes, they're required to get it. She said, I don't know if it's true, but that's what they said.
Because today they said on the radio, I forget how many thousands of workers don't want to get it, and,
yeah,
and 13,000 residents don't want to get it. But did they give the reason why? Do you know anything different about why?
No, I don't know anything different. I wish to know. Big mix up. I don't have enough second vaccinations for one part of it, and that's really, they had to reserve.
Oh, your phone
second.
Is going off again. Keep it to where it was.
Yeah, I will. I'm just in a lot of pain in my ear, so I'm trying to, you know.
Oh, then you got to mute yourself. You can't do it.
I'm trying. So basically, they didn't say anything, and, you know, but they didn't say anything to me about it, so I don't know how it's running
there's
I know
there's,
that
there's conflicting information about
yeah.
the vaccine. That's why some people want it and some people don't.
But I know
mm-hmm.
that they said this to me, that they're going to concentrate on the second vaccine, and then they're going to have another what it call, where everybody comes and they do it again. But I don't know when that is. And I'm like, oh, great.
You know what? You know what I'm afraid of? With all this confusion and all this first one, second one, somebody's going to slip a Mickey in here and they're going to make a damn big-ass mistake.
Well,
that's what I'm concerned about, too. Me, too, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because I bring up points because I've said to my friend, how do we know these antibody tests? Because a lot of people don't know they ever had it, but they have the antibodies, right? So I said, how do we know these antibodies aren't from other viruses that we've had in the past? Wasn't that on today? That a lot of these antibodies are from previous viruses that people have had, because this isn't the only virus. This is, you know, one of many COVID viruses that have been out there throughout the years. So everything I say comes to fruition, you know?
You're not the only one thinking
Your phone's breaking up again, Susan.
I said you're not the only one who's thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how do we know these if we don't know we had something, and then we only test it and find out we had something, we don't even know if that's what the something was. You know, it could have been from another something.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, you know, I really don't know what, I'm not even turning on the radio tomorrow. That's going to stay off tomorrow. I just don't know what to believe anymore. I truly don't, you know? Truly, we're told so many different stories. We're told the other day, oh, the reserve, you know, Trump, oh, he said there was a lot in reserve and now there's not. So I said to my friend, well, how's Biden going to give 100 million doses in the first whatever, 100 or whatever, if there's none in reserve, right? So then they come on later that night, oh, that was a mistake. That was no mistake. That was an out-and-out lie, saying there was none in reserve, you know? So you just don't know what to believe. We're not being told the truth. And, you know, people's lives are in danger, you know.
I told somebody today, I was saying something about, I don't know how I came on the subject about my dad's birthday on the 18th, you know, and I celebrating his heavenly birthday. And then I just actually came and say, I have no, and somebody said to me, you know, I had mentioned that, you know, my mom's now in a nursing home and she's stuck there. And I feel like, you know, I wish I could just bring her out. And I was saying that on Facebook. And somebody said to me, well, she'd be better off there. And I go, no, she won't. Do you know what you're actually saying? You know, that really aggravated me.
I know. Why would she be better off? Yeah, you know? Where she's exposed
like
she's to
all the things that are going on in these nursing homes.
Oh, I know. They don't realize
and I mean,
it. They do, and they don't want to realize. Well, I did.
I mean, they're in a place where they're exposed to people bringing it in, because a lot of the people are the workers that are bringing it in, you know?
I mean, I don't know, but aren't people in a... To me, I find that people are in a bubble. It's really aggravating.
Now, did you hear on the news both Biden and Cuomo, the two of them, said that they want to buy the vaccine directly from Pfizer, all right, without the government, you know, they want to go direct. And then there was a doctor who came on the news from the Center for Disease Control who said that's a big mistake. Don't do that.
But
what the hell is going on here? I mean, is politics mixed in with medical, with 400,000 people have died?
I know.
So we've been told, I'm not even
to the country.
So we've been told that amount. We don't even know if that amount is true. Even we've been told so many different stories.
We don't even know that amount.
More people are suffering, or even less people are suffering. We don't know the true value of that number. Period. And
that's
story,
right.
I don't believe
is there any point? Is there
I don't
any
believe
point
that all those
telling?
People have died from the virus. I think a lot of them died from pre-medical conditions. And then maybe
and
they got
the
a virus, and it made them worse. But I don't believe they
the
died from the
year?
Virus.
I don't think. Where's the flu this year? What happened
to
the flu?
More. there's more than what we already know about, Frank. I do.
No, I think there's less.
I really do. I have that feeling.
I think they're up in that number. I think they're. And why are they telling people in New York?
Why would they want to be this nation, you know, handling COVID? Why would they be?
Crazy.
That's horrible. Who'd want to be the worst
Los Angeles.
With that.
Los Angeles has been told to clear the air, whatever, for the cremations. Why are we told this morbid story for? We live in New York. Why do we have to be told this grim statistic?
Yeah.
It's the media is just so vile, and all they care about is, you know, who gets the most gruesome news out there first.
Yeah. They want drama. That's how they sell their product.
Their product
on the news.
Put your loved one on dry ice. Get the dry ice out in California, too, because there's not enough funeral. Why are we told this?
Listen, Maureen, I want to get Louie in here to promote the Friday. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Find out
about that court.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Today was on an hour because...
We might have a shot at this.
Yeah. I had to do Empire today because they did a thing on the phone to answer your COVID questions. So I had to do that today. Then I was waiting for my mom's call. So I was a little tied up today.
Answer your COVID question. They won't answer my question. That's for sure.
They what? They were.
All right, in a sight.
They didn't even get to my question because they had like a thousand people. So they didn't even get to mine. So.
Wow.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, take
all
care.
All right, thank you for calling in, Maureen. Inner Sight.
Okay.
Live.
Right.
Open mic. Around the world. 213-816-1650. And you know, you wanna be confused. You don't have to go far to look for it these days.
One second. Can you just hang up? I'm so sorry.
You want me to hang up?
Yeah, it's giving me trouble today.
Okay, all right. Good night, guys. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Inner Sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night's show. Should the hospitals get paid if they don't do their job? And Thursday, we're going to talk about public safety. No, because it doesn't include millions of us, that's for sure.
Oh, that's
all right, Friday is the funnies. And, stop that noise. Hello?
What noise?
That horrible noise.
That noise? To make sure to breathe.
Yeah, but not like that. I mean, you gotta watch that noise. All right, is Louie still on the line? Let's get Lou in here. Louie Rivera, Inner Sight Live. Louie's a lip. Louie, are you there? Where's Lou? I don't know what happened.
Not yet.
Maybe he went out the back door. I don't know.
No, he didn't. He's still there. It's just that the blog is giving
me. All right. Well, let's see if we can click him in. Either click him in or click him out.
No.
Either way.
I don't want to click him out. He's Louie. okay, studio.
All right.
Studio,
Friday night's all right. The funnies.
Yep, here
and
he comes.
Louie is a part of that.
All right. And here comes Lou. I just got back to that. All right, here he is.
Hey, Louie.
Frank Perino. This is Louie.
Yeah, how you doing, Lou?
Hey, Lou. Hey. Is that you, Suzanne?
No. Yeah, it is. I have a bad cold, sorry.
Oh, yeah, so take some orange juice to make you feel better.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, put some whiskey in it.
No,
it
won't do. Don't give it to Suzanne. She don't want to drink whiskey.
Red wine will help you.
Sangria will do the work.
Sangria, there you go.
Louis,
you share your sangria with me?
I'll share it with you, all right.
All right, Lou.
Hey, Louie. What are we gonna do? We gotta do something different Friday. I wanna do something different, you know. On the funny. What are we gonna do?
What about Pat Cooper or maybe Jerry Lewis? Or we could do that, right?
Yeah. Jerry Lewis is good.
Yeah.
We hardly ever do that.
Yeah.
What about you know what I want to do? I want to play some if we can find it. I want to play some Abbott and Costello.
Oh, you want me to look for Abbott? Hello? Okay.
For Friday. Remember Bachigaloop? Lou?
Oh,
who's
that?
Right?
I like that one. Yeah, that's cool. Bachigaloop.
Bachigaloop.
Yep.
With the
I gotta find that.
With the pizza.
That was
pie,
funny.
You know?
That was funny as heck.
So we'll try to hook that in for Friday.
Okay.
And I know what we can do. Let's do Rosanna Danner goes to Bachigaloop Restaurant. And what do you want? You want a pizza pie? Nice a pizza pie.
Frank. Hey Frank.
Yeah.
Remember back in that CD called Frank Perino's Love Songs for You. I think I remember that one from way back.
Yeah, that was a crazy CD. John Holub was the engineer on that.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that's out of
I'd like to do
print.
It over. I can do it better.
Yeah, I know, but I had to tell my sister give that CD to my sister. I had to take the scratches off. So I can play it. Yeah, give it to my sister and take the scratches off.
Oh, you had a copy of it, huh?
Yeah. On the CD lens, you gotta put it in the field and then take the scratches off and skips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was funny.
I
said, long, soft, and easy chair. Love, fresh in the morning air.
Yeah.
It's evergreen.
Yeah. I like the way you sing that. Maybe you'll just sing it on Friday.
Yeah, I think you should.
Evergreen.
I got to learn the lyrics from Barbra Streisand, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, learn it.
Holly
right.
Holy High, big orange, and she comes, la 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 la, Holly Holy.
All right, Holly Holy Louie on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, did you have a good time on a Friday? Did you have a good time on a Friday? I sound like Gilda Radner a little bit.
That's it.
I know why you sound like you've been talking about Gilda all this time.
Yeah. Hey, can I do the voice of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero? I can do a voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I give you permission.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm going to give out the love just to the pretty girls all over town. And Suzanne Taurasi, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. And I give it to her, and she's cracking her funny bone, you know. I give her some
sangria.
Now I know I have a new job giving out love drops.
All right.
Hey, Frank.
Louis.
Hey, Frank. I can share a drink with Suzanne Taurasi with sangria.
Okay.
All right. Tell them about Friday. We got to go.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Dana. Tune in Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on Friday night on Intersight Follies on Block Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in. We're going to have a lot of good times, a lot of laughs, and Buffy and many more. All right? And Friday, right. Friday. Don't forget Friday,
yes,
Frolix.
That sounds good, Lou.
Friday.
I love
you. Thanks a lot, Lou.
We love you
guys.
Too, Lou. We
see
love you
later.
Also.
Okay.
Take care, Lou. All
yep.
right. Bye-bye.
All right, open mic, inner site, 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. Tomorrow is the big day for some people, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it would only be a big day for me if I knew that Mr. Biden would adopt the inner sight idea and help people and change the system. And that's the only way I would consider it a big day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, if it's the same old stuff, you know, it doesn't mean a damn thing. Really. So let's see what's going to happen with that, you know. I'm sure he's gotten a lot of letters, you know, and I'll bet you any money that most of those letters coming from the disabled are asking for more money, more money, more money, which is a big mistake, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's going to change things, you know, the more money. It's going to make it worse. It's going to bring more control over your life. What you want, what we want, is to have control over our lives, to have a say with built-in protection, yeah. But that's really what we want. But just putting more money into, the medical thing, that's not going to give you control over your life, because the money is supervised by somebody else, somebody you don't even know. So, there it is, you know, unless it changes, unless the inner sight idea comes into play, it's going to be the same old stuff. But either way, we're going to keep on so it does change. That's
mm-hmm.
for sure. We're not going to let it stop us. No way, man. All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Talk about the hospitals. A lot of people have been failed in those hospitals. Think about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know? And they've made a lot of money on them. 400,000 people have died from the virus. And I don't know, I presume that's just in this country, right?
Yeah.
So you figure that out. 400,000, they get $35,000 for every virus death. Plus they get $13,000.
Yeah.
$13,000 for servicing the person without the respirator. Any mathematicians out there?
That's a lot.
Figure that out.
That's a lot.
Do they deserve all that money if those people have died? Inner Sight, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And the Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
You're welcome.
631-224-3090. And again, deepest condolences to Regina and the passing of her dad, Joe, who served our country. Beautiful, beautiful guy. We'll be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. Around the world, don't forget your wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, astragalus, sunshine. Get that sunshine. Vitamin D. Zinc. Another good one. Prevents
fire.
Yeah,
it is.
All right.
Yep.
and put it all
D
together and you kick the virus's ass. Goodbye,
right.
World. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Give me more. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.